Good evening and welcome. You are listening to the Buffering Podcast. My name is Adam Erdman, and with me is...
Dan Whalen.
And we are here coming to you on January 12th...
11th.
11th. I was... Yeah, January 11th, 2012.
There you go.
See what I did there.
Time travel.
I know what I did there. So, yes, here we are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Ooh, which I have to recommend that if either of you have smartphones... Or you could do this, too. You can check in at the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, and we are doing a deal right now.
Special promo!
Where on your fifth check-in, you get to select a beer or wine of your choice for your sixth check-in.
Nice.
So basically, if people are repeat offenders as guests, they get an anniversary gift after... Five episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So check in on Facebook by going to m.facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Ah, okay.
And you can earn free stuff for being on the show, which is also awesome.
Woo!
Yeah. And speaking of guests, we have with us some very special guests who are coming all the way from Georgia. They're back in Minnesota.
Woo!
We have Mayanna.
Hi.
And Dave.
Hello.
Yeah, and they have last names, too. I just remembered.
Yeah.
No, I cut
mine. I want to be like Cher or Beck or Cake. Or the food, not the band.
What about Bjork?
No Bjork.
I think the umlauts are a second name.
Racist.
Bjork. That's not right.
No, just the umlauts.
Oh. Umlauts are...
It's like eyes staring at you from above the name.
It's like an asterisk.
Right.
Where the last name should be. Or
but
something
over
like
the...
that.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they're nice.
Oh, well.
I've been thinking about adding some accent marks to my name.
Adam Erdman?
Be nice.
Subtle. Really emphasize my Norwegian heritage there.
Erdman?
Yeah,
but then he'd be an animator if he's Aardman.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
I could learn to animate. Be more animated. Something like that. I don't know. But anyway, so continuing on, going with the flow here.
We don't really have any news today because there's not a lot of news going on anymore because everybody's focusing on CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because, lots of hubbub and hullabaloo there.
Because they've released a prototype of a 4K TV, which means it's an 82-inch TV with four times HD, I think is what it is.
It's ridiculous.
It is
awesome.
Crazy.
But yeah.
That leaps and bounds, and now everyone who invested in Blu-ray is fucked.
Yeah, except nobody can afford this TV.
Well, yeah, not yet.
It's
also a prototype, so that kind of hinders it, too.
And it's also 3D, which is kind of a footnote after being 4X HD.
But yeah. That's the other interesting thing, is so many companies are finally coming out with glasses-free 3D.
Mm. Which confuses my head.
But I've seen some phones that pull it off pretty well.
Really?
Yeah, there's an AT&T phone that shoots 3D video, and you can see the difference.
They had
is
a...
There,
oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I saw one. There was a TV at Best Buy down in Savannah, Georgia, that they were, just kind of, ooh, look at it. And, it was one of them with the glasses, and it just gave me, like, the most profuse headache. And the thing is like, that's never happened before with any other 3D.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know if it was the glasses or if it was the lighting or what, but it was one of those things that kind of bugged me because... With the stupid, cheapy, disposable, Buddy Holly glasses that you get at the movie theater these days, I never walk away with a headache. Like, sometimes I'll walk away and it'll be like an hour later and I'll get a headache. But for some odd reason, the glasses with the TV effed with my head.
I get the bug vision even wearing the Buddy Holly glasses. Like, yeah. I had a horrible experience at the Apple Valley IMAX at the zoo, because I took Emily to see Tron Legacy in 3D the ridiculous screen.
Yeah.
And we had bug vision where you had to, like, smack your eyes just to be able to see the movie.
I remember you telling me about
that. It was so... It's really turned me off to 3D with glasses.
Hmm. As a lifelong glasses wearer, I'm sick of 3D. I refuse to wear contacts, and I can't wear those stupid glasses.
Yeah, they don't exactly like what blockers. You mean. I know exactly what you mean. I'm so sick of 3D. In real life, give me 2D. I want my life to be like a side-scroller. Yeah.
That would be so weird.
Did you all hear that Finding Nemo is coming out again in 3D?
Yes. Beauty and the Beast is, what, being released?
With a Tangled short before it, which is kind of awesome.
Oh, cool.
Keeping it going, it's...
Like a mini sequel.
It's Tangled Ever After, I believe, is what it's called, and it's the wedding.
Oh.
So
I'll watch that. I love that movie.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Mandate.
I'm but for I really it. Can't think of a lot of Beauty and the Beast that would be really great 3D.
They want to be able to show the her upskirt shot when they're dancing.
Get smacked in the face by the giant dress.
That's the only thing I can think of.
What's funny is I heard that they're also not reanimating that sequence of the whole. You remember the pan out shot in the library where it pans out and it circles around them.
Yes,
And it's going out. Apparently, they are remastering that and bringing it a little bit more up to speed, so it'll be smoother. Than it was, but that's kind of what got them in trouble with The Lion King.
Oh,
because they fucked with the color when they remastered it, because they did the color keys off the wrong fucking thing.
Well, and that's the newest news in our entertainment, kind of jumping the gun with moving back. Dave reported in one of the podcasts that I was buying The Lion King on Blu-ray.
Oh, I did.
Or somebody did.
No, I bought it, too.
But... For the reasons Dave mentioned, I refused to buy it.
I didn't know that at the time. I was ill-informed. Okay, so we're let it slide.
Exploring remastering our own already owned Disney movies.
VHS conversion.
Hey.
Woo.
Talk to Emily about that, because she has a shit ton of VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she does. I've seen.
It's obscene.
Yes.
And she's actually talked about it on the show, too.
Yes, because I am a firm supporter of imagining how much space would free up in their house if they digitally converted all their VHS.
Well, oh, man. That'd be amazing.
Dave's other news with this move is his computer doesn't work.
He's dead.
And so I'm against a full digital conversion for the fact that, we're working on recovering Dave's hard drive. But VHS to DVD, or...
Still having a hard copy
of
something.
It's a physical copy.
But it's a smaller copy than...
I've actually been looking into some of the cloud stuff that's going on right now. And one thing that interests me extremely is to, basically back up my music collection on that. I have a rather extensive digital music collection now, and I had actually just finished... converting every single CD that I have to MP3 onto my computer, and now there's a possibility that that will all go to shit. So it's one of those things that it's a pisser, and I've been trying to think up a different way to back it up outside of an external, because externals are great, but
they die.
They and
also
die.
I just lost one.
Holy crap.
Myanna's folks were just talking about it. If there's a fire, what would you do? Get the fuck out. Would you grab your external? No. Well, then what the fuck is the purpose of it? It's like, guess what? It just went up in smoke. It's an interesting alternative.
I would grab my external.
Would you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I would grab my nuts and flee.
This whole conversation came up because my folks... smoke detector went off because of the fumes from painting, and they didn't know what was causing it, and so it was the middle of the night, and that's how they discussed it was, if you saw flames, would you have gone into the office, or would you have just...
turned and run.
Yeah.
Well, if...
if you're on the other side of the house, you're not going to go try to save your hard drive.
Sure.
But you might investigate the size of the fire to the point of, nobody's a firefighter except for a firefighter, but at the same time, something that can be put out with a bucket.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're right there and you're like, oh, my external, yoink, and then bolt, yeah, that's one case. But, you know, unless you have a really bitchin' extension cord on that thing and you just kind of have it attached at the hip, more than likely you're not going to be smack dab right there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I have an older external, and it has a power source, like it has to be plugged in.
If you yank that thing, I imagine something horrible would happen.
Yeah, especially if it's transferring.
Yeah. Then there's a fire, so.
Yeah, my friend accidentally tripped, over his cord because he had a very stupid setup, while he was backing up his computer, and it just wiped his external entirely. Ooh. And in the process, it wiped off everything that, was transferring off of his hard drive because of the, ooh, basically power wipe. It was messed up.
That would suck a lot.
I'm hoping that after tomorrow I will have recovered everything and I can move on from there.
Well, my external is, for all practical purposes, at the foot of my bed. So, and percentage-wise, I'm probably...
He cuddles with it.
Either...
he's the big spoon.
Well, yeah, much of my time spent at home these days is sleeping, so if there was a fire and I was home, I probably wouldn't have much trouble grabbing my external. And at this point in time, being realistic, I'd definitely grab my laptop too, because new laptop and it's my baby. And even if I wasn't home and there was a fire, it would be like, there's a window like 3 feet away from
would you fucking
the external.
Bust it in, like,
smash and grab,
like Backdraft style, like what?
Get
what
blown
is,
out.
Yeah,
and
I
just
was gonna say,
burn your face off. That would be fun.
Ah, must recover
music.
It's
okay, I still have my music.
But that's why I really like iCloud, is because essentially all of my music is on there,
and you can get it anywhere.
Right,
which is awesome. It's just.
It's just I have a lot of TV shows I've converted over, yep. Movies I've converted over. TV shows I can get back if I purchase them through iTunes.
Yeah.
But so, the ones I've uploaded myself, I'd lose. But the movies I would lose because I haven't done that automatic
backup
thing yet.
So I'm still a little fuzzy on the cloud, actually, on how it all works.
I mean, I've got a demo.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my new iPod set up, and I'm using the cloud on that, and it's all hooray, and I've been taking pictures with my iPod, and they go to my laptop when I
stream.
After I
have
take
you
them.
Ever, yeah. Have you ever used the MobileMe? The MobileMe setup through Apple?
No.
Or it's... I don't know.
Here's my entire library.
It seems like...
Yeah, I understand that.
Then what's the confusion?
You have to be connected to the internet to access the cloud, or can you...
You can allow your phone or device to pull it off from 3G.
Okay, 3G works
so
too, but...
You have to be on a network.
You have to be on a network, okay.
If you're on a desert island, then you would hope that you have your five, you know, CDs of your choice and not the cloud, because it would
right.
Work.
Okay.
The other option is...
Can you pull your music from the cloud,
yes.
Like have it physically on your hard drive and then disconnect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, for me, what I can do is I can turn on and off the feature of either show me my entire library of everything that I've put up in the cloud or everything that I've just put on my phone recently.
Okay.
And it's also useful for backing up important files like your thesis or other things in case your computer crashes.
Oh, Buffering Podcast definitely uses the cloud to transfer our audio files.
So that's our Dropbox as well.
Yeah, that's Dropbox.
Okay.
Because it's free, so why not use 2 gigs of space?
It's a virtual external.
Yeah. It's true.
Cool.
Woo!
Nice. So we kind of touched on our topic for tonight as we were segueing into it.
In and out, in and out, and in and out.
Sort of. But more concretely.
One thing that I wanted to mention from CES before I forgot.
Yeah.
Was... the folks who make our mixer have shown off an iPod speaker, iPhone speaker. But this iPhone speaker and dock weighs 900 pounds.
Shit.
Okay.
And costs $30,000.
Okay.
It is called the iNuke. And it is very appropriately named because it has two giant subwoofers in there.
Okay.
Like,
why?
Imagine a 900-pound speaker and you'd be pretty accurate to what it actually looks like. Just a giant rectangle.
I imagine McFly at the beginning of Back to the Future with the guitar amp.
Yeah, put a nice like screen lab over that so you don't see the actual speaker itself.
Yeah.
And you'd be pretty close.
Why would you need that?
It's Las Vegas and it's you know, a consumer electronics show, so they're really trying to go big or go home means nothing to them.
It's the same reason that
I can get.
Dave, you're not actually talking into the mic. You're talking over the mic.
Yeah, it dropped down again.
There you go.
Fixed.
That's better. Yeah. There we go. Now we can hear you better. Thank you.
But, I mean, I know that you were talking about how you're looking into doing VHS to DVD or something of the like. But, I mean, and you mentioned in the mic check that, I mean, your parents have satellite, but are you going to rely on that very heavily? Are you going to... What are you going to do?
Well, seeing as how Dave and I just moved back up here, we are luckily staying at my folks' house, but that could be a week, 3 months, you know. We don't know because we're still establishing the job sitch. So until we get that figured out, we don't know, you know, what we need to do, so that kind of limits what we're exploring. So
what you're willing to invest in at this point.
Because if I'm going to stay there for, you know, a week, why would I pay to subscribe to something that's at a physical address, you know?
Well, not everything's at a physical address.
No, but...
I mean, a lot of things it'd be, you'd have to have an established address of some sort in terms of any sort of billing, and it'd suck to have to change that constantly.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. So, you know, if we did decide to go the Netflix route, it would end up being just the streaming, because I don't want to have to deal with managing another address change.
Right.
Can't you actually do just online payments now for Netflix,
too?
Oh,
yeah.
So, I mean...
But it, they, you know, usually...
They want a billing address, but I'm just saying, you know... Right now, we're living in at our folks' place, so say subscribing to Netflix and having a streaming account, you know, it's a little bit more flexible than what it used to be, which is nice.
It's just that once you anchor yourself in a position where you are going to hang out for a bit, it's most likely that, you know, a lot of addresses would change, and it would be annoying to have to, you know, add another one to the pile.
Part of me is actually really... looking into the Netflix opportunity for the future, not right now where we're at, but I actually went through the Netflix library while I was here in October.
Yeah.
I was flipping through. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch! Like pretty much all the shows that I have on my media drive that I've gotten over the years are available on Netflix, and while that media drive isn't exactly the most tawdry of thing, you know, like the heaviest thing to carry around, it'd be nice just to, you know, pop something up and stream it.
Yeah, wherever, as long as you have an internet connection.
Yeah, exactly. And the nice thing is I don't have to worry about an internet connection with my external the way that it is. But, you know, just looking, like flipping it through, it's like, man, I could get rid of a lot of stuff, you know, just to do that.
And then you don't have to worry about file type, compatibility issues with certain devices.
Yeah, right. Downloading extra codecs, which you have to hunt down.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if anyone is running into that problem, go to doom9.org.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I found it's like an all-encompassing video codec package.
Nice. Wow.
I don't remember what it's called, but I know that's what the website is, and that's all that matters.
That's fun.
But to answer your question, Dan, for right now, yes, we are relying on my parents' satellite and their DVR. In terms of our general entertainment, but what our listeners should realize is Dave and I spent the past year cable-free.
Hey.
So no satellite, no cable. We had four channels.
And one of them was Telemundo.
That's what Gooey has. Gooey has one channel, and it's Telemundo.
Yeah, Telemundo, like, and three versions of the CW.
We had more than four channels, but the couple channels that did come in were, it was like, hey, the CW, and now it's widescreen, and now it's kind of fuzzy, and now it's back to normal.
And now it's CW in Spanish.
Yep, and so we had that with NBC as well, and then we had Telemundo and Universal Sports. Oh, and a God channel that somewhat was always fuzzy.
Wait, God channel as in is always nuns praying?
Well, it was always the mega churches.
Oh, because I definitely played in college a drinking game in the nun channel. That was an amusing evening.
Is that the one with the eye patch? Are you talking about her?
I don't know. It's just the same old woman every time. And she has
Sister Mary Neely. It was one of them that's on
possibly.
One of those.
She just has a reasonable nun schnoz, and she's always just kind of bent over reading whatever's in front of her, so you never see her straight on, but it's kind of you see the top gradient of her face. And then we always played games where it was, if you saw somebody moving their hand along the rosary, that's a drink. If you see somebody in the fake nun costume, like the one chick from Sister Act,
yeah,
you know, like the not quite nun.
Sure. Like the nun in training.
Yeah, the understudy. Yeah. The nun in training. That was worth like two drinks, I think. And then I think if you saw somebody sneeze, that was three drinks.
Nice. Because it rarely happens.
You'd hear it. You'd hear it, but you'd never see it. But then they do the wide pan, and you just see this head go, huh!
I just have to ask, though, what constitutes a nun schnoz?
A beak.
It was kind of a beak.
Kind of a beak? Okay.
I'm thinking like Statler and Waldorf noses.
A little bit pointier. A little bit pointier.
Yeah, just a cross between that and a witch.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, aside from your 4+ channels of non-cable TV, what did you do for entertainment?
We took advantage of streaming TV shows. That was part of why we didn't do cable, was when we moved, you know, part of it was budget, but we looked at what shows do we really watch. Yes, we would watch the Food Network and Ace of Cakes because it was on, but is that something that, you know, you would actually hunt out and remember that it is on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock?
Right.
And
not worth getting cable for. Then.
You know, and we realized that 98% or so of what we actually cared to continue watching that we didn't have on DVD of some form was available either, you know, via Hulu or, you know, other things, you know, direct from the company itself.
Yeah.
CBS, for instance, streams, like we like watching NCIS, and they'd have it on the next day. So you could watch the new episode the next
day.
It's like, oh no, it's not on Tuesdays now, it's on Wednesdays. You know, stuff like that.
It's kind of like how Fox does 8 days or something.
Which, David and I were actually talking about that in the car today, that just drives us nuts because, so now I'm a week and a day late, which...
Behind everything else, and you'll, you know, somehow, some way run into the story itself and almost ruin it for yourself.
Well, both that and CBS was a big deal because we didn't get it in our, you know, four-channel lineup that we could gather. But we could get Fox, but our work schedules were so varied while we were down there that maybe one day I couldn't see, you know, a show on Fox, but I could watch it the next week. Well, do you really want to watch episode 3 of, you know, the current season, and then the next day you can watch episode 2 and try to piece the storylines together?
Yeah.
So you're either a week and a day off of everyone else and trying to dodge, you know, spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get unmotivated to even care about what Fox's lineup is.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the shows that are out there now, it's so many of them are really like full storyline based. So it's even if you jump in for one episode, you're still kind of lost. There isn't really that episodic feel to a lot of TV shows. I know Community still kind of does it. They exist within the
same.
I'm still pointing. I'm pointing it right at me, so I don't know what you mean.
Same universe, short stories.
Though. Right, but you know, if you think of most cartoon shows, anything like that, it's really just kind of, you know, this isolated event happens and this isolated event happens. It all is entertaining and you can enjoy it, but the if you just jump in on any network TV show,
you're stuck. One of the odd things that I've found is I'm a huge psych nut, and as big a psych fan as I am, they still haven't uploaded the mid-season finale for that, and it's been like 2.5 weeks now.
Well, how is USA in terms of speed?
USA, usually it's up either the next day, depending on where it's in the season. Like the first couple episodes, it's next day. After that, it's the same as Fox.
So it does
the 8 days, which okay. is...
I just don't understand the benefit to them for doing that.
Well, Fox did it because they signed a contract with I think it was Hulu Plus and with Dish or one of the other.
Dish owns Blockbuster, so it could be.
And I know it's available on Hulu Plus.
But continue.
It's a pay service. Basically,
if you're a member, you get it sooner.
Yeah, you get it sooner, but it's one of those things where like I have a couple friends without cable that are legitimately getting pissed off because it's like, well, shit, how can we watch this? And they're seeking out alternative methods.
Piracy.
Piracy. Yeah, you know, like they're just seeking out alternative methods. And in doing so, you know, Hulu's getting less and less business. Like I have a friend who had a Hulu Plus account, and apparently it's not all that great. And he was like, all right, and he wrote kind of a nasty gram to them because he was like, I signed up for this because I wanted access to this stuff sooner and I wanted access to more, you know, and I'm just not getting my money's worth. And apparently Hulu just kind of ignored him.
Well, and corporation at this point.
Then, yeah.
He should have tweeted.
It's full of infighting in itself because they're trying to unload it onto one company instead of being split into three.
Yeah, it's...
It's a mess.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things that, you know, I found myself a lot of the time, I mean, Mayanna too, we just went back to season one of Psych and started watching from the beginning all the way up to the disc that's out now, because by the time we get through to the fifth season, the sixth season will be out on DVD. And it's one of those things that it's just become a different way of watching and a different way of not obtaining but just viewing media.
Yeah.
We've become fans, I think, of the media on my terms. I don't care when NCIS is on CBS's lineup. Because I can watch it whenever I have time.
Right. So would you upon finding a more permanent location invest in cable, satellite, and essentially just a DVR service?
I would be hard-pressed. I don't know. You know, Dave and I haven't talked about it, but I would be hard-pressed unless that which is available on streaming dramatically changed. You know, if we couldn't get most of our TV shows on streaming sources,
mm-hmm.
then you might have to think about, well, I really still want to watch this show.
Yeah. How bad do you really want to watch it kind of thing?
Yeah, and Dave and I have always, you know, we talked all year, and I keep talking to other people about why can't we get cable, you know, pick the channels you want. I'll pay $2.
Kind of an a la carte service,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, cable a la carte.
Or not a la carte, but kind of a, you know, for 5 channels of this, you get this. I guess, you know, there must be really horrible logistics in trying to
individualize cable subscription.
As easily as you can, rather than just doing lump sum kind of thing. But that would be really nice, because I know that whenever I'm at home and I'm actually using cable or anything like that, it's always like a core
group of
15 channels, maybe. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really good on.
And, you know, Dave was talking about that, well, certain channels would go away because nobody would subscribe to it, but I also believe that it would force TV writers to actually create content that is viable, because if you want to survive, you got to create content that people actually would pay for.
Saturday Night Live would be badass, just saying. If they had to step up their game, it would be pretty awesome.
You know, it's true. A form of, you know, if you want job security, you got to...
Kind of immediate feedback.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so Dave has to take a call, so this is the perfect time to explain Movie Bluff to Mayanna.
Indeed. Unless Dave doesn't know how to play. In which case, he'll be...
Dave was filled in on the phone.
Yeah, I gave him a brief synopsis when he called before I left the office.
Okay. Is it about that time, then?
Yeah, we just about hit, because we started at 8:30, so 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you know the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon mm-hmm. idea? So it essentially works in that way, bouncing from casts to movies and interplaying as much as you want. For example, Adam will name a movie.
Star Wars.
And
shit.
No.
I've never seen Star Wars.
No, hold on. We always start clockwise, no so you don't have to worry about anything yet. So
this
Adam
just
says,
for example,
says Star Wars.
Cast.
No, you got to be specific because there are 6 of them. 7 of them.
Well, yeah. Star Wars, A New Hope, cast.
New Hope, cast. So I'm responsible for naming somebody in Star Wars, A New Hope. So I could say Harrison Ford. And I have the choice of either saying cast and making you also name somebody who's in the Star Wars, A New Hope cast, or I can say Harrison Ford movie. So you have to say name any movie that Harrison Ford has ever been in. So hypothetically, I have said Harrison Ford movie. Do you have one?
Was he in Indiana Jones?
Yes, he was.
But there are 4 of them, so you do have to pick one out, if you can.
The first one?
They do have names.
Can we go for Air Force One, then?
There you go.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so from there, you would have the choice of saying movie or cast. So you could say movie and have Adam name another Harrison Ford movie, or you could say cast and have him name somebody from the Air Force One cast. But it's... What happens is, do you know anyone else in the Air Force One cast?
No.
Okay. So if you said cast and put it to Adam...
I could say, you're bluffing. And then if you can't name someone from the Air Force One cast, then I get a point.
Okay.
But if you can name someone from the Air Force One cast, you get a point.
Okay.
If you also stump somebody, so yep. If you pass it on to them, like, say, you couldn't think of a Harrison Ford movie... And you just gave up, conceded, or just named something that was wrong, I would get a point. But yeah,
okay.
And usually we softball it for the first round or two. This thing is a little too thick because I am like a couple degrees off, and it just doesn't work.
Well, I think it's not so much about the new windscreen on that one. It's just the angle. Kids at home,
really?
We're thinking about, yeah.
Oh, you know what it is?
Very directional.
I'm so attuned to trying to turn it down so that it doesn't catch my P's, T's, and you know anything that's makes that kind of noise. Go figure.
I hear you. Yeah.
I gotta practice just as you know. Someday I'll get to practice on the giant circle of our pop filters.
Someday.
But I mean, you get the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm going to turn our screensaver back on, potentially.
Did you take all these pictures?
No, this is Flickr. It's just... I was going to ask you
who that random girl on the tree is.
I type in Minneapolis and winter, or Minneapolis and snow, just to accurately reflect what's around us. And
all
it's a grab bag every
snow.
Time.
Yeah.
All those pictures have snow. There's no snow.
We had a dusting today.
We did.
We did.
A really
which...
bizarre dusting. With some rain mixed in and raindrops freezing to people's cars to the point where I had a lady come through the drive side of the bank and she had to scrape the ice off of her manual windows before she could pull up because
she couldn't roll it down.
But it was just interesting weather. And especially contrasted with yesterday. I mean, yesterday was just so nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was yesterday? I was volunteering yesterday, so I don't remember what it was.
Oh, where were you volunteering?
I was volunteering at Urban Ventures in Minneapolis.
Cool.
It's at 4th and Lake.
What is that exactly?
It's a faith-based nonprofit that works with ending generational... poverty in the Phillips and Central neighborhoods.
Wow.
And my dad works for them within Ready, Set, Work, which is their job training, job skills, and job placement branch.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I was helping people learn about computers and how to email themselves files, which, coming from where we grew up, very different to think about people either as our peers or older who don't know how to email or, you know, what is the difference between left and right click on a computer.
Huh.
And so I was doing that, and then also some new developments for outreach that they're contemplating doing.
Cool.
I was volunteering.
Yeah. No, yeah, I heard.
That sounds great. That was
we do a lot of stuff like that through my work at Frontier, because when we're dealing with primarily rural communities, there are a lot of people who haven't really had a lot of contact with computers in the first place. So we always try to do the Internet 101 and the Computer 101 educational classes, just so that we can. I mean, obviously, we're doing it so that we can get more potential customers.
Yes.
But it's just, it's interesting to have to write an Internet 101 PowerPoint or a Computer 101 PowerPoint, because you have to think, okay, what's the most basic stuff that you have to do? And then you do the play-by-play in your mind's like, wait, but I'm not simplifying it enough because, you know, I've skipped this step, and this step, because that's just, you know, second nature to me already.
It takes me back to middle school, I believe it was science class, where...
Science!
Learning the scientific method, you had...
Dave's back, kids.
The assignment was to write the instructions for how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, right, and you had to go through and really break it down.
Break it down, but, you know, the challenge with where I was volunteering is, you know, when you think about rural customers, you know, the stereotype is they may not have had access to technology, where the people who are coming into Urban Ventures are, you know, people who are living in Minneapolis. Some are from North Minneapolis, but a lot of their participants are from, you know, the Central and Phillips neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So you think you're an urban person, and the automatic assumption is always you must have touched this at some point,
but
you know, a lot of these people have barriers to either education or just jobs, so they haven't had access to this technology.
Right.
Yeah. It's strange to think about people our age, especially who aren't as up on these things as we are.
Right. But
yeah. But anyway,
no, everyone's here, so we can play the game.
That was kind of like a throwing our plugs in the middle of the episode instead of at the end.
Well, partially.
Partially, yeah. Woo-hoo. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so to make sure that you understand what's going on, I'm going to put it to you to think of a movie to start off the game. Something that, as I said before, usually the first round we softball it just so everyone gets the idea.
Yeah.
I do
something
have one question.
Play.
Yes.
Does it have to be live action?
No, it can be any movie TV show.
TV show has fallen.
As long as the first one, you have to know the name of an actor or actress within the cast, or else it's kind of a moot point to use that one.
Start with something that'll play.
Okay.
It'll play.
Yeah.
Because it's streaming.
Yeah.
No.
Dave got to tell one of those jokes before, so I had to do one too.
This is a lot harder than you think.
Psych. Yeah, right when you're put on the spot.
Any movie.
Or TV show.
Or TV show that has people in it.
Or animals with people voices.
Oh, yeah, that counts too.
Where people are involved.
Let's do that Toy way. Story.
Hey, okay.
Ooh. With Tim
Wait,
I don't do all of it?
No, you don't do all of it. You say Toy Story cast.
Oh.
Well, so?
So you say Toy.
I'm going to say Toy Story cast.
There you go.
Excellent.
Woo.
And I won't say Tim Allen because that's just not fair play anymore.
Right.
So I'll say Tom Hanks cast.
Oh, God, what's that guy's name? Not Ernest Borgnine.
You're thinking of...
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles was in Toy Story?
Yeah, he was Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I looked it up today from a previous episode.
I see.
We brought it up. So I'm going to do Don Rickles cast.
Don Rickles.
So somebody else who's in Toy Story.
So I have to say someone else who is in Toy Story. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, damn. Well, fuck it. I kind of want to just say Tim Allen. That's related. Tim Allen.
Well, yeah. And
cast.
I suppose.
John Ratzelberger, whatever his name is. We all know who I'm
talking
about.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, I'll take that.
We'll take that.
Judges?
Yeah. Yep.
Woo-hoo.
So you can say cast. There we go. Thank you for changing it.
You're welcome. Okay. And especially since he's in everything.
Yeah. Okay, name another Pixar movie that he was in. Was he... No.
Would movie also constitute that he could name the TV shows?
Yeah, you can do TV shows.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, that... Okay, I see where you're going.
Okay, I think for this one, I will say Finding Nemo cast.
Albert Brooks movie. Or TV show.
Give me a second.
Okay.
That's not a second. That's a lady in a yellow dress.
Kids at home, she pointed at the screensaver. That was your play-by-play.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I just got another one.
Wasn't he in Murder, She Wrote?
Albert Brooks.
I will validate.
IMDb!
Is that your official guess?
Yes.
I am...
I don't know if I'm thinking of the right person.
Oh, I could be using my iPod to look these up. And judging. Not cheating. Because that's wrong.
Well, no, because I was the guy who named this person, so...
Yep.
I know where he's been.
You're out of the woods, pretty much.
At this point. Do-do-do-do-do.
Because I don't think we're going
to
still be on Albert Brooks.
he was not in that, so... Yeah, okay. Get a point.
Yay,
Dan gets a point.
Okay, so Simpsons, Mr. Scorpio, the supervillain boss.
Okay, I was thinking of...
He was also in Drive most recently as the bad guy.
Yep. Who did he play in Finding Nemo?
Yeah, who did he voice?
He was the dad. He was Marlin. Okay.
Oh, that's what I thought that was the case, but for whatever reason, I wasn't familiar with his other work or
his repertoire.
Yeah, I can't even think of what he looks like right now. I know his voice well. I can.
He's got a very classic voice.
He does,
which is what made me think of The Simpsons as my first go-to, and then reminded me of Drive thereafter. Okay, so what happens? I got a point. We played a three, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mayanna, unfortunately, since you're the next person in the sequence, it does start with you again, but this time it goes to Dave.
So you have to think of another movie or TV show.
In honor of our return to Minneapolis.
Yes.
Purple Rain. Cast.
ooh, I got a good one where you can pass it to me so easily.
Prince. Movie.
That doesn't make it easier. Son of a bitch. It's been more than one.
Purple Rain.
That
motorcycle. Oh, so purple.
Was he in other movies? I feel like
he was. I'm going to call shenanigans and call your bluff. And what else has he been in?
Well, I have no idea.
Dan gets a point.
I didn't know that was...
You got I explained it before where it was...
I wasn't in here.
On the phone.
Yeah, I wasn't so much there either.
I thought you had filled him in already.
Oh, yeah, on the phone.
Oh. Very briefly.
Okay.
Was Prince in anything else?
I don't know. I couldn't think of a thing, but if you said Morris Day and the Time, which were also in Purple Rain, I could have said Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get a little obscure here, guys. Just a little bit.
Okay, it's Morris Day and the Motherfucking Time. You can't... Okay,
yeah, if I was playing with it.
Oh, Prince. He... Okay, soundtrack.
I could have said Batman, but he was the just soundtrack. The soundtrack. Yeah. Oh, no, he did perform in that. He was on one of the floats.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's only been credited in Purple Rain, Under the Cherry Moon, Graffiti Bridge, short video game, short music video. So really only three choices. So I got another point. I'm already at two. I like
this
game.
Oh, my gosh.
Adam, you start this time, and it goes to me first.
Okay.
And I will turn off IMDb again and not cheat.
So, let's start things off right by going with... what do I want to say? Let's open it up really big and go Ocean's 11. Cast.
There you go.
Obviously.
We just have to get into that, that practice of playing.
Yes.
I will go with... I guess I'll go with Casey Affleck.
Whoa.
Cast. So somebody else from 11. Nice.
Oh, I was going to say Voyage of the Mimi too. damn. Matt Damon. Movie.
Good Will Hunting. Movie.
I just got deja vu from last week. I feel I have no choice. Wait, did you say...
Movie.
Oh, you said movie. Oh, not cast. Good. So I don't have to say Ben Affleck.
Again.
You can,
again.
But you're wrong.
Yeah. I will say...
Ben Affleck, the movie.
Yeah. It's coming. I have a strange feeling.
Okay, what do you got?
Oh, I wouldn't go to that movie. I'm gonna say Dogma.
Ooh.
And cast.
Okay. Jason Lee. Movie.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Cast.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I have no clue.
I have like five.
Well, then I can't call you shenanigans. I'm going to have to think of something.
I only got one, and I think I might be wrong.
Really?
Can I just name Alvin?
No. Can you name who voices
Alvin?
That's
not a real person.
No.
Then that would not count, unfortunately.
Alvin is not a real chipmunk. I'm sorry.
Are you sure?
He wouldn't be
there
credited in the
cast. There could be a chipmunk named Alvin somewhere, but he wasn't in that movie.
And if he is a real chipmunk, he's like 50.
That's true.
So yeah. Dead?
Yeah.
Cryogenically frozen. But okay. But
screw it, I'm calling Dave shenanigans.
Who else is in the movie, Dave?
David Cross.
Good, that's who I thought it was.
Yep.
Oh.
And Aaron McCartney voices Alvin. I really like the first one.
Weird.
Yeah.
I just knew David Cross was ripping on the third one.
Yeah, he's in all three of them. He's the lead bad guy.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. So that means Dave has a point. I have 2 points. Adam, you get to start this one, and it goes to Mianna first.
Yes, indeed, it does. And
be nice.
I'll be nice. We
really start out the round well.
Tarzan, cast.
Mini
I don't
driver.
Think she's going to do it.
Say it again.
Mini driver.
Uh-huh.
Cast or movie? Oh.
Movie.
Mini driver.
Ooh, pick me!
Oh, fuck beans.
Which we've kind of had a crossover already once. For,
Ah, shit, I forgot. I have to.
Mini driver movie already named.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't she the chick in Good Will Hunting?
No.
Who was that?
Was she?
I don't remember.
Well, you're giving this away if Dave needs...
No. We can't go back.
No repeats, yeah.
That's
why I thought it was okay to mention in the first place.
Wow. I am...
Pick me!
I am... Yeah, okay.
No,
shenanigans. Damn it.
Damn it.
Ah!
Oh! Miana, you can't name one either?
No.
Ooh.
Girls Point Blank.
Dave.
Yeah, that's
Girls
what
Point
it is.
Blank.
Yeah, she is in that one.
Okay, then... Well,
Dave has another point.
Yeah, you get a point anyway.
Woo!
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so then it's my turn, and it goes to Dave first.
Uh-oh.
And I had a good one, and now I can't remember it. So instead, I will say... Mystery Men. Cast.
Ooh.
Easy starter.
Whoa.
Janine Garofalo. I love that name.
It's a cast great name.
Movie.
You want to keep going with Mystery Men?
Movie. Janine Garofalo movie.
It's such a I've cool never name. Seen Mystery Men or heard of this person, so I have to call Dave Shenanigans.
What else has Janine she been in?
God, she's been in The Aristocrats.
Oh, right, that documentary thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yep, that counts.
Mm-hmm. So Dave just won.
Woo-hoo!
Holy crap, that was quick.
The shortest game ever.
No, yeah. Not, no. No, well,
really?
No, because, I mean, you didn't win outright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dan was close.
Yeah, so my best showing so far.
Really?
My only showing
two
so
points,
far.
2 points, because obviously if I had 3, then I would have won.
Right.
And that would be... I haven't won yet.
I thought you had gotten to 2 points at some point.
No, usually it never gets around to me. Usually I'm the person who starts each category, but that wasn't the case this time.
Okay.
I've just proven I don't watch enough movies.
Well, I mean,
Garofalo isn't a great setup anyway.
No,
but, yeah, no kidding.
For Gross Point Blank, I was going to be like, Gross Point. I'm like, that's not the whole movie title. What the fuck is the rest of the movie title?
And it's I like true. To watch movies, but I don't read the credits. Which
yeah.
kind of... I'm really good at naming that guy, and I can name other movies that they've been in, but I don't know their names. So
right
I'm good
off
with,
the bat.
Well, I'm good with oh, if sure. you gave me the visual or if we had the audio.
You're just like Emily. She always asked, can I see a picture?
Boondock Saints!
Well,
sorry, Emily.
You know, or you watch the Disney movies and you...
You only hear the voices.
You hear the yeah. voices, so you can... Say that, okay, Nunzio from Robin Hood was also the voice of this guy, this guy, this guy. I have no clue what his name is, but...
Right. One of those,
well,
this I
game,
know that voice kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
This game encourages people to start paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and for Tarzan, I was going to go with Rosie O'Donnell.
That would have been a good one, too.
But then yep. I was like...
And of course, Brian Blessed. Which, by the way, I had to send an email today...
To Brian Blessed?
To a Brian Blossom.
Oh.
And I read it as, I'm Brian Blossom. It's like, it just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Not quite. Right. It's not right.
Not quite, but... Man, he's one of my favorite people ever.
Oh, by the way... one plug, I will start off plugs this time because I have a really good one to start with.
Yeah.
See the movie The Artist.
Oh, I saw your Facebook post about that.
Yeah, it's over at the Edina Landmark right now.
Okay.
And it is a black and white silent film.
Oh, it's... Okay.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like...
The modern silent film.
It's a modern silent film, and it's almost like the retelling of Singing in the Rain... From a different actor's perspective.
Nice.
Because it's right around that same era and that same concept of going from silent films to talkies. But
a
the
different
fact
perspective
that...
on Singing in the Rain. So it's like, what is that guy doing dancing over there?
I dance in the sun.
No, no,
I don't know.
It's you know, the film industry as a whole.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But it's interesting seeing it in a silent film capacity.
It
because
is?
Despite the fact that, you know, most of the time it's just kind of incremental crap going on or whatever, playing up the mood of the movie.
The cast is really good, though.
The cast
too,
is really good. Like, I was captivated for the entire hour and 40 minutes.
Nice.
I actually find silent films easier for me to pay attention to because I know I can't look away.
Yeah, because any line that you is going to happen, you actually see.
And you're boned if you miss it.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a really
not
great
a matter
movie.
Of not hearing the characters, it's not seeing them.
But it's done very well. It's very interesting, and I agree that it is definitely in the Oscar hunt, which I need to start actually trying to see movies before the Oscars rather than after.
Apparently another movie that's frigging awesome. I haven't gotten to see it yet, but the Tintin movie.
Because Spielberg did that, right?
Yeah. My buddy went to go see it. He is a hardcore Hergé fan. For you folks out there who don't know what Tintin is basically young Indiana Jones way before young Indiana Jones. It's a comic strip from France, created by Hergé. And it's just a fantastic story. It's very, very... It had a cartoon back in the day. Now it has one of those CG motion capture movies. Right. And apparently it's one of the first ones that my buddy's seen. He sees a lot of those that he wasn't creeped out by. He actually was captivated by
it. Wasn't the dead eyes.
Yeah, he actually got sucked into the movie. And like he has, not all the Tintin books, but a ton of them. And he walked out and he's like, that's the first comic book movie I've ever walked out of satisfied.
Wow.
And he's seen all the Marvel Studios movies, too. And, you know, there's some damn good movies there. And he said it was really, really good. So,
that's high praise. I mean, sounds like he's a huge Tintin fan.
Yeah.
But then to be actually satisfied by a Tintin movie, then.
So, any of you listeners out there, go see it, support it, because apparently it's not doing too well in the box office. I plan to try and right the wrong of not seeing it soon.
Yeah.
So,
well, Dave, since you brought up that movie, you're on Twitter.
Yes, at Dave Wheeler, DaveWheeler.
And then anything that you're doing right now that's...
It's not... I was playing with the mic stand thing.
I see.
It's the jangly ball.
Ah, okay.
coming up in April, Adam and I will actually be... down in Chicago, Illinois, at the third annual C2E2 convention, along with the rest of the Mindwave Comics crew. I know it's a ways off, but
heads up.
Yeah, heads up. You know, swing on by, say hey.
Plan ahead. Go to Chicago.
Yeah, it'll be sweet. Other than that, you know,
weekend getaway.
Yeah, it's gonna be an adventure as per usual.
What are the dates? You said April, but
it's April 13th through the 16th, if I remember correctly.
I believe you are correct.
And then Mindwave Comics will have a table.
Yep, Mindwave Comics will have a table, and we're actually expanding with our newest artist acquisition, a former Buffering podcast alumni as well. Joel Vollmer will be joining us down there at the table, along with Adam, myself, Miss Heidi Foland, and Samir Barrett. So basically the entirety of Mindwave, except for our head editor, who is in Charlotte, will be there. And it'll be...
And then MindwaveComics.com,
yep,
right?
MindwaveComics.com is up and running. It's getting another facelift. I know I just finished up this one, but another facelift is coming that'll be a little bit more attuned to what Mindwave Comics stands for. So keep an eye out for that.
Cool.
So,
Mayanna, are you on Twitter?
I am, Dan.
What's your Twitter username?
T4YT4M.
Now, I'm trying to remember what that is.
This goes way back to middle school. It is the...
It's a Rent reference,
it
right?
It is. It is the acronym
for
Today For You, Tomorrow For Me.
Ah, I knew that,
And
too.
That has been my handle for pretty much ever.
Yeah, essentially.
There used to be an underscore, but that just confuses everybody, so we ditched that.
Yeah. I love those old screen names where... Whereas they're not
survives.
Quite, I mean, they're mostly relevant, but you could potentially think of something.
I had to put mine down. My old one used to be Super Dave 1234 Life. that one went. It was not only a early 90s cartoon reference, it was also a wrestling reference. Because the reference is to the Job Squad from the old WWF days, where their motto was pin me and pay me. So they would get paid off to go lose matches. So it was 1-2-3-4 Life. And I always thought the 1-2-3-4 Life was very witty. So Super Dave, yeah, that one got shot to hell. So that one's long gone. Now I use my name.
And then
my name's too hard to spell.
But you were talking about how you're volunteering before. Do you have anything else that you can plug in terms of anything that you're doing right now that you want people to know about, or things that you are going to be attending in the future that you think other people would be interested in?
A self-plug, I want a job. But, no, my plan right now is job hunting, but I will be at Urban Ventures, Ready, Set, Work, volunteering for sure on Mondays. They are open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and they are available to help anybody within the metro area if they're seeking job help in terms of job placement. They can also do life skills, including computer training, so you can put that on your resume. They can help you build your resume, teach you where to look for a job, and try to connect you with some people if you are seeking a job.
Cool. An excellent service.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. That's great.
Do they have a website at all? Or just kind of search online for Urban?
Urbanventures.org, I believe. But if you just Google Urban Ventures Minneapolis, you should find it.
Okay, perfect.
They are looking to update their website, so if you can't find it, that's why. But again, they are located near the corner of 4th and Lake in
cool.
Minneapolis.
Nice. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and for this evening, I would like to say that the Court Revelers will soon be recording a CD, and I think we might have touched on this in previous episodes, but just wanted to put it out there again. We do have a Facebook group. It's, you know, just search for the Court Revelers on Facebook, and if you've heard us out at Fest and are kind of familiar with what we sing, we'd love to hear from you as to what you'd like to hear on the new CD. We are open to suggestion, and if there's something new that you would like to hear for next year, we are kind of in the works, kind of looking at picking up new songs. So if you have something that you really like that you'd love to hear the Court Revelers sing, then we send it our way and we'll see what we can do.
And then the website for Court Revelers is...
Oh,
is it
boy.
Just Court Revelers or is it thecourtrevelers.com?
Gosh, that's a good question. Just Google Court Revelers for now.
Court Revelers, Minnesota, just to be safe.
Yeah, there might be a hyphen between Court and Revelers, something like that.
Man, you're going to get slammed for this.
I haven't been to the website recently enough.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
I recommend using Google.
Yeah.
I recommend avoiding Emily, because she's going to smack you.
Yeah.
Or Bing, if that's your preference.
CourtRevelers.com.
CourtRevelers.com.
I just saved your bacon.
Okay.
Ooh, bacon.
Excellent. There you go. That reminds me, I have to remind our webmaster to change my Fest name from Arthur Worthington to just Arthur Worthing.
There you go.
So, anyway, what?
Oh, somehow bacon made me think of Dave's favorite sandwich from the road. Kind of... Totally off subject. Dave, you want to tell them about
back.
That sandwich?
Oh. Well, let's wrap up plugs and
after.
Then we'll...
Yes.
We'll take care of that after.
We'll wrap up the show and maybe that'll be a bonus material.
Bonus mention, bonus story.
Find out about the bacon sandwich.
Right. Dave's favorite food from the road.
So...
And then you're on Twitter.
Yes, I am on Twitter at @AdamErdMannn. It's my name.
Perfect. And then I know we started with me. We'll end with me as well. I'm on Twitter at Dan L. Whelan, Whelan. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can find us online at BufferingPodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes if you search for Buffering, or if you search for my name, or if you search for Adam's name, or if you search for the names of any of our current or past guests, which means both of you now have something searchable on iTunes. I know, Dave, what you... have a couple already, but
I just said woohoo.
I know. No,
I'm excited.
No, I'm throwing it out there that, you know, it's
hell
not
yeah.
a new thing for you, but another thing to stack on there. My
yeah.
and now you're on there as well. So
I'm only on the best shows out there.
Yes. And then, what we need to do is we need people who are listening to this right now to rate us on iTunes, because it seems kind of weird that we're in episode 17 already and our show is not rated on iTunes. So,
wow.
An active message for everyone listening to go to iTunes and give us a reasonable rating.
Do it.
We try. We have fun. other than that, I don't have anything to plug specifically, so I will say thank you for listening this week, and we will see you next week. Oh, and enjoy the fact that this episode has come out on Friday the 13th.
Bum, bum.
But have fun,
boo.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.